Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Good morning to you on today. God bless you. This is Apostle Loretta Williams, and you are listening to Fresh Manna, our daily bread, spiritual food, and nourishment for the mind, the body, and the soul. Amen. Today we're going to be coming with you with our devotional. Amen. Are you wrestling with your past? Memories that still haunt your dreams, cloud your vision, or hold you prisoners? These are some of the things that are happening with people who are desperately seeking a way to escape from all of the chaos and drama that seems to follow and rob them of their peace of mind. Now, what we need is the anointing power of God that destroys the yoke, removes burdens, and sets people free from oppression. My topic on today is, and the anointing shall destroy the yoke. In Isaiah 10 and 27, it says, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. What is the anointing? Well, the anointing is the power of God. Amen. That's simply put. It is the Spirit of the living God, His power, amen, that flows freely at liberty to set the captive free. Now, amen, praise God, how do we find this anointing? Well, the anointing is upon those who call to serve Him, those who have humbled themselves before the Most High God and acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. The anointing is not something that you are born with. The anointing comes from God, and it is placed on the lives of those who He can trust with His power. I'm going to let you know that many times Christians are afflicted and we suffer, but it's going to take the very power of God to deliver us and set us free. In Leviticus 26 and 13, it says, I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that ye should not be their bondmen, and I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you to go upright. So let me tell you about some more about the anointing. Okay. Amen. Praise God. First and foremost, with the power of God, it is not to be used for selfish gain, influence, amen, for personal influence. It is to be used, amen, praise God, for the glorification of God. Now, many of you may not have seen a yoke to understand what this scripture is talking about. But if you were out on a farm, amen, or even if you had an opportunity many times to go to the zoo, you may see oxen with a yoke around them. It is like a harness that is placed around the neck, and it therefore is very heavy, and it controls the movement of the beast or whoever is held captive. It is a bond to keep that person, individual, or animal from having freedom to do as it pleases. A yoke is put around ox and many times, amen, other heavy animals so that they can plow the field. The yoke, amen, is attached to the harness, and then, amen, it has the reins where the driver or the farmer or whoever has control to move the reins, and then therefore, amen, move the beast or the animal in the direction in which that person wants them to go. As long as that yoke is around the animal's neck, it is not free to run off. It has to do the bidding of the person that is holding it. In slavery time, yokes were put around the necks of slaves to hold them in captivity. And it's a heavy weight. It was not something light. And they had to carry that yoke many times so the master would know that they would not be able to run or to get far because they were carried by, they had this yoke around their neck. And then they would attach the yoke to a chain. And many times when they were not working, the chain would be attached to something in the ground to keep that prisoner from running, to keep that prisoner in bonds. Now, another place I'm reminded is because my grandson likes movies, is in movies you can see on the pirate ships where many of the oarsmen that were down below in the galley, they had yokes upon their necks so that they could not have the freedom to come and to go. And even when the ship, amen, was in danger of being in war or sinking, that yoke would be attached around that individual's neck, and being chains would run through it and keep them bound, so that even when the ship was in the course of war, they could not desert their post or leave the oars. And if the ship went down, they went down with it. The yokes that we're talking about on today is things that keep you bound, things that keep you from being free. What kind of things are we talking about? Okay, the Bible lets us know, amen, that sin is a yoke. When we sin against God, we allow a heaviness, a burden to come and take authority over our lives to keep us from being free. Because the word of God says, whom the Son set free is free indeed. I'm going to talk a little bit more about the yokes and the anointing, but what I want you to realize, what we need to do on today, is we got to get a breakthrough. Amen. You've got something that is burdening you from your past. You've got something, amen, praise God, that is keeping you from being free to serve God, free to live and be happy. There are a lot of people that go to church and they are still in bondage. They are still being held captive from something or someone. Today, Dottie Peoples is coming to you to tell you, amen, get your breakthrough.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to get it.
I'm going to get my breakthrough.
The enemy tried his best to make me doubt. I'm going to get it.
I'm going to get my breakthrough.
The Lord promised me in his word that he would be the
I'm gonna get
Amen. We want to get a breakthrough. We want to have a breakthrough from anything that will hinder us from being free to live and have a happy life, to live and be prosperous, to have joy. Some people are up under the yoke of heaviness, okay? Amen. They walk around sad all the time. They're always complaining. They're never happy, you know, because they're dealing with so much drama and chaos in their life. And that is a trick of the enemy to control and manipulate people so that they can't be free. God wants us to be free. He wants us to serve him with gladness. And as I read to you in Leviticus 26 and 13, the people of Israel were serving the Egyptians. They were up under the yoke of bondage, of slavery. They were the Egyptians' bondmen to do their bidding. Whatever Pharaoh said, that's what they had to do. And that's why God sent Moses, the deliverer, to command the Pharaoh, "Let my people go." I want you to know that the Lord is commanding on this day for you to be free from any yoke of oppression, from anything that the enemy is trying to put upon your life, sadness, grief, sorrow, unhappiness. Amen. Many of these things are yokes to keep you, amen, from serving and being happy with God. Depression is a yoke. It is an oppressive spirit that comes to deter a person's mind, to separate you from the joy of living a happy life. When you get depressed, you don't want to do anything. You don't want to be around anybody. You lose your hope. You lose your faith. Amen. That's a yoke. And that yoke can be broken and destroyed. God said, amen, through his prophet Nahum in Nahum 1, 12 through 13 in the Old Testament, "Thus said the Lord, though they be quiet and likewise many, yet thus shall they be cut down when they shall pass through. Though I have afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. For now will I break his yoke from off thee and will burst thy bonds in sunder." We're going to pray right now in Jesus' mighty name that whatever yoke is upon your life that is trying to hinder you, it may be sickness, disease, amen. You may be suffering like Sister Dottie, people just say, amen, from something that has come to rob you of your health. But the word said, "I would that you prosper and be in good health." I would. God wants us to be whole, amen, even as our soul prospers, amen, and to be healthy and to be strong. Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood, amen, on Calvary, and by his stripes, we are healed. Healing is the children's bread. Are you a child of God? Claim your healing as I pray on this morning. Command that yoke of sickness to rise up off of your body. Stand upon the word of God and what he has said in Jesus' mighty name. For some people, the yoke, amen, may be, amen, your finances. Oh, a lot of people have allowed their finances to keep them in bondage. Amen. Praise God. They never have time for themselves. They never have time for their families. Why? Because they're up under the bondage of debt. Oh, let me talk about it this morning. Amen. Debt is a yoke that will afflict you where you can't sleep, you can't eat, you're not satisfied. Amen. The more money you make, the more you spend. Debt and poverty and lack, those three spirits come, amen, to put a yoke around people's neck. Amen, praise God. Many saints, hallelujah, don't realize that debt, amen, is a strong yoke. debt will keep you out of church, amen, and tell you to work overtime so that you can make that extra money on the weekend rather than giving and serving God. Debt, amen, praise God, will cause you to be so weighed down that you can't think about nothing and nobody else but how to be free. Okay, and the sad thing is for some people, hallelujah, as soon as they get free from one debt, they go and yoke themselves up with another one. But I want you to know, amen, God can give you the wisdom to get out of debt. God can give you the wisdom. He will bless you. He blesses those that are faithful. He blesses those that, amen, praise God, give of themselves, their time, amen, and of their offerings. God said he will rebuke the devourer for his name's sake. Oh, thank you, Jesus. To those that sow seed and pay tithes, know that God will remove that yoke off of your life. He said, amen, praise God, that it will be given to you, amen, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give it unto you. Amen. So we don't break that curse of debt, amen, that yoke of debt. Oh, now, if you have some oil, amen, take your oil in accordance to Exodus 25 and 6 and Exodus 37 and 29. Says oil for light, spices for anointing oil, and for sweet incense. And then in verse 37 and 29 of Exodus, it says, and he made the holy anointing oil and the pure incense of sweet spices according to the work of the apothecary. Last week, if you didn't listen, I talked about the various types of oils that are used for purification, ceremonies, amen, consecration, amen, even oils that we use, amen, for perfume, spices, amen, praise God. Most commonly that we use in a lot of churches and ministry is olive oil, amen. But in the Old Testament, it talks about the different types of oil, amen, oils to anoint kings, amen, and consecrate them before God, amen, praise God. Oils, amen, that the prophets used, amen. There were oils that were put upon the bodies, amen, of the brides before they were presented before their husbands. All types of oils that were used. Yeah. So, amen, I want you to get your oil, amen, anoint yourself. Okay, amen, praise God, as we pray right now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you right now, and we ask that you would touch each and every person. It is you, God, right now, that gives us the power to set the captive free. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we're asking that you destroy every yoke, sickness, disease, oh God, in the name of Jesus, be broken off there right now. Lord, debt, lack, want, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to destroy that yoke right now in Jesus' mighty name. Give us wisdom. Give us the knowledge that we need, dear God, hallelujah, to stay free. For whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Break the yoke of sin, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Break it and destroy it right now in Jesus' mighty name. Any spirit of depression, spirit of anger, spirit of violence, break these yokes. Break these generational curses that have come down from one generation to the new generation to keep them in bondage in the name of Jesus. Break the yokes off of the minds, dear God. Lord Jesus, that people would desire to seek after you and your righteousness. And most importantly, Father, I ask you to break the yoke of ignorance, because you said my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. I pray, dear God, that your power and your authority right now amen, for every person that is listening to this broadcast, be set free from any and every yoke that has been placed upon their lives, and it will be destroyed because of the anointing power of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I want to pray for our final selection. There's nobody greater than God. God is able to deliver. He is able to set you free from any oppression, from any yoke. And know this, amen, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. God bless you.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you.